The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This is no surprise. Adam's warned about all of this, but 13 weeks till the referendum on whether they stay in or get out of the European Union and political divisions. Adam.
Yeah, a little bit of argy-bargy. It does seem to come on Sunday, you know, the political rest day, as it were, and suddenly it just seems to inflame itself. So, in particular, a former leader of the Conservative Party, Ian Duncan Smith, he resigned his job as the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions on Friday. He said he'd quit because of the government's cuts to benefit payments. Oh, no, he didn't, says his deputy at the Work and Pensions Department, Baroness Altman, who says that basically he's quit because he wants Britain out of Europe and he wants to undermine the Prime Minister, David Cameron. Ian Duncan Smith has now refuted this. But then in his way did the ex-Prime Minister, John Major, saying that the whole Leave campaign thing, as he puts it, is sheer folly. So, you're right, 13 weeks to go, but a little bit of heat on that today with resignations.
And a bit I don't think it's going to get any better for David Cameron. It'll only get worse. Tell us about the marathon man.
Yeah, this will make you feel exhausted just hearing about this. Comedian Eddie Izzard has completed his Nelson Mandela tribute challenge. No laughing matter this, but Eddie has run 27 marathons in 27 days, one for every year of Nelson Mandela's incarceration. So 707 miles in all, including two marathons, actually, on the final day. He was battling heat exhaustion and dehydration and sunstroke, and he raised over £1.5 million for charity. And Eddie's great words as he went across the finishing line, "Don't do this at home." Do you know what? Not a chance. 27 marathons in 27 days. You've got to be kidding.
Amazing. Glad he's a comedian. I'm glad he's got a sense of humour about all of that. You and I haven't. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.